I'm Edmund Duval. I'm a potter. This is an extraordinary, beautiful, tender object. It's Mary looking up to her left. And in the middle, there would have been a crucifix. And then on the other side of the crucifix, there would have been St. John. So this is part of a sort of holy triptych of figures, of which we only have one here. All this great cloak that she's wearing is sort of rippling on and on and on and on and round. And then here, the wind has caught it, so her cloak floats out to the left in a great kind of rococo sweep. And so what you've got is someone who is in the middle of extraordinary anguish, who's sort of caught and frozen. It's very, very, very good. It's porcelain, 1756, German, Nymphenburg. Porcelain has only been in Europe for 45 years. But it's at the moment when it's the material that everyone wants to get their hands on. And here, can you... beautiful, unglazed porcelain, which is so fine. So I'm putting her down upright again. Porcelain, it's very, very old. I mean, people have been collecting porcelain in Europe for centuries. But making it is still relatively new. It's only a generation old. And it comes out of alchemy. It comes out of this idea of how can you turn materials from one state into another? How can you turn base materials into gold? And it's discovered by an alchemist in Meissen at the turn of the 18th century. But there aren't many white figures around at this moment. So it's quite special not to have a painted, decorated figure. It's saying something quite special about how you treat the material, really, how special you think the material is.